So happy to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, turning our attention now to last-minute holiday travel tips, other travel advice as well, with our guest, Ann McDermott. Ann's an editor for FairCompare.com, and the folks from FairCompare have been doing shows with us for a long time now and really has some great feedback from you as to the advice that they've given. So we're really happy to have them continuing with us today. Ann's with us for the first time, but I know she knows a whole lot about what's going on out there in the way of airfare. And so I'm really looking forward to hear what you have for questions, travel questions. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org, or you can post a question on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And we'd certainly love to hear from you. And Ann McDermott, thanks for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I just want to say that I'm no Rick Steeny. He knows everything, but I did learn from the master, and I will do my best. Any mistakes, of course, are my own, but okay. I do have some good advice that Rick has filled me in on over the years.
Well, that's great. I'm really glad to have you with us. What if you need to get a ticket to fly somewhere for Christmas? Is there any way to get any kind of a deal at all at this point?
Yeah, and this would be what Rick always likes to call the best of the bad deals. You know, holiday times are when the airlines really make their money. So, but there are some days that are better than others. And one thing you could do is look for some last-minute sales. You are going to find a couple. I think the Southwest sale and AirTran, they still have a couple of those going on. Although if you look at the prices, you're going to say, well, this is a sale.
That's it.
But they're better than some of the prices are better than others. You know, there are restrictions on sales. Like some of them allow you to, you know, the sale period only covers up to December 25th, things like that. So you have to be careful. Another thing that Rick often recommends is using your loyalty miles for last-minute trips, particularly if these flights are, you know, say you're doing a cross country that's more than $450. That's a good time to use up those miles. And sometimes if you don't have enough, a lot of airlines will let you sort of top it off by paying for it. I'm trying to think of some other good tips.
That's good.
Another standard one is flying on the holiday itself. I know everybody's thinking, who wants to do that? But it is a good way to save and say you fly early or late on Christmas Day on one leg of your trip, it can really save you some bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were looking at prices, and you know, tickets that for us are normally $250 or $300 are actually up to $1,200 or so. So it's not a good time to be looking for great bargains out there.
Now, you talking about flying out of Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Milwaukee is what, about 80 miles away? Is that right?
Yeah, and of course we have listeners all over the state of Wisconsin, so
yeah,
for them, Milwaukee is a great alternative.
Yeah, because I was Rick was showing me some flights just this week out of Madison to New York, and they were priced for this coming week for $700 round trip. However, the same flight, same day, out of Milwaukee was $240.
Yeah.
So, and that's the big secret of flying hub to hub, if you can possibly manage it. You know, there's all kinds of considerations to take, you know, into account, like the amount of gas you might spend, the amount of time, if you've got, you know, a big family traveling as a group, it just might not be worth the money.
Yeah,
it might. So, yep. You know, and parking. What would parking at one airport over another cost you? Like maybe a local airport, friends could drop you off, whereas you'd have to put your car in for a week. You know, lots of things to add up.
Yeah, and we have, I actually have friends who, we did this once. We drove from Madison to Milwaukee, stayed overnight in Milwaukee, And then because we stayed at the hotel took us to the airport, and we were allowed to keep our car at the hotel until we returned. It didn't cost us anything for the hotel. So actually turned out cheaper to rent a room for a night than to pay the parking for a long period of time. And same thing worked in Chicago as well. So that's one little thing that we sometimes do in order to, you know, save a little headache too, because then you're right there at the airport, which is nice.
Yeah.
Mike and go ahead.
I was just going to throw out that's kind of a good thing to do if you're making a connecting flight in a city in the U.S., like, say, and from there maybe going to Europe or something. I kind of like going the day before, just in case of, you know, like there's a delay, a mechanical delay or something. The flight you don't want to miss is from the U.S. to your overseas destination. So
right, absolutely. Well, we have Mike in Spring Green with a question for you. Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Hi, I have a question for you. Thank you for taking my call. We're thinking about flying off to Lisbon, Portugal, in early April, and I've been watching the flights out of either Chicago or Milwaukee, and they seem to be hovering around $1,000. And so my question is fairly simple. Could we expect those fares to go down, or would this be the time to purchase now?
And when, again, did you want, in April you're flying?
Yeah, around the 10th of April.
Okay. All right, what do you think, Ann?
Well, let's see. You can usually start buying tickets to Europe. Like the good shopping window begins at about 5 months out. So it's a little bit early. They may go down a little bit. One of the key things when you're flying to Europe, I know Rick has said this again and again, that Europe has seasons, specific seasons. And, you know, winter is the cheapest because who wants to go, although it is a great time to go, and summer is most expensive. There's usually a cutoff in end of March for the winter season, in which case then the slightly more expensive spring season starts. And then usually in end of May, early June is when the most expensive
prices,
start kicking in. So April is not a bad time to go. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not really familiar with prices to Lisbon. It hasn't come on my radar as one of the cheaper places to fly to in Europe. So that $1,000 may be a pretty good price. It does not seem out of line in the least to me. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you might want to wait a little bit, but you might not see much better.
Okay.
Boy, is that useful advice or what?
wait a little bit until after the first of the year is what you're saying.
I would myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of what I've been doing, and it's kind of hard to get a handle on how these flight things go, because there seems to be some really reasonable flights at times, and it doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason behind it. But I guess what you have to do is be diligent and just keep watching and
set alerts for, you know, price alerts, because you can get notified to when they, you know, prices drop. And
And they've been really steady for about the last 6 weeks. They haven't really changed at all. But I know that if I put in a flight for, say, early March, the price is down to about $850.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But a month or two ago for early March, the prices were $1,000. So I'm kind of under the impression a good time to book for Europe is about 90 days out.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I wouldn't go too much. I wouldn't go to 60 days out. I think 90 days probably, though, Ann, is not bad. Starting to look about 5 months ahead.
Yeah.
And then going, all right.
Well, sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah, good luck, Mike. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. And we have Rebecca in Madison up next with a question. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I'm also looking to travel in April to visit my daughter, who's going to be studying in Queensland, Australia.
Okay.
And her break is in the middle of April, so I'd like to go around April 13. And right now, I've looked the last couple times, it's about $2,200, $2,300. Does it ever get below that?
Yeah, does it ever get below that?
Well, I believe, where are you planning on flying out of?
Either Madison or Milwaukee.
Or maybe Chicago?
Or even Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely try out of Chicago. I know you will get the better price. I'm taking a quick look. You said this is Queensland, Australia?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. The college is actually in a city called Townsville.
Yeah, but Queensland would be the place. One of the things, while Anne is looking, one of the things I know Rick has said is, and whether or not you've done this, is check the prices out of, let's say, L.A., and sometimes you can get cheap flights out of Los Angeles to cheaper flights from out of Los Angeles, and then you get essentially what you do is you get a ticket from, let's say, Chicago to L.A., and then you've got another ticket from L.A. to Australia.
Yeah, exactly. And I would also, you know, check out of San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles, and see what those prices are like, because you're exactly right. You can take a discount airline the Midwest to the West Coast.
And then on to Australia. Yeah. And McDermott, our guest from faircompare.com. She'll be with us right up until 12:30 here on the Ideas Network. Travel can be a lot of fun, especially if you're going to visit loved ones. But flying around the holidays and worrying about the weather on top of the crowds can take a lot of the pleasure out of it. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Glad you could join us today on the Ideas Network. Ann McDermott is an editor with faircompare.com and can help you navigate the world of travel. She has some advice, great advice, on how to not only get a good fare, but how to make the experience of getting from here to there as painless as possible. And she's happy to answer your questions when you call in. That number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page is at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can go there, post a question, click like while you're there, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming shows. Back after the news. It's no surprise that there are whole movies based on the process of getting home for the holidays. A lot can go wrong, but there's a lot we can do to make the experience as painless as possible as well. And we often have Rick Sini with us from faircompare.com. Today, Ann McDermott joins us. She is one of the editors of faircompare.com, their website, and we're happy to have her with us. Ann, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you, and I understand you have some snow.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little. There's about a foot in the Madison area, as far as I can tell, and some high winds may be on the way, so it's not going to be one of those days where there's a whole lot of traveling going on. Even here at Wisconsin Public Radio, I know some of our staff actually stayed overnight in a hotel that's near the station so that they would be able to get in here to do their shows and work on their shows. So one of those kind of days, Anne.
Yeah.
Anne, one of those. And it's the kind of day that's, you know, sometimes you wind up stuck at an airport somewhere. Mike in Oshkosh, I don't know if he has a question about being stuck in an airport, but he's got a question about layovers, I think. Mike, hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, and thanks for letting me sit on hold here for a while and get through. It's better than not getting through at all, I guess. But anyway, here's the thing. We seem to have found that certain airlines or certain countries, if you want to do an extended layover, they don't charge you anything extra, whereas other ones are real happy to tack on a couple $1,000s a person. Quick example, flying to Paris this past fall. We chose Turkish Airlines because they were super cheap and the flight was just fantastic. And we were allowed to lay over in Istanbul for 5 days at no extra charge. Now, going back again in the spring to France, we looked at SAS, possible layover in Stockholm or Copenhagen for an extra week before continuing on to Paris, and they want to charge us an extra $2,000. Aer Lingus, Dublin, wasn't quite as bad, maybe $300 extra. But is there any trick to doing this that you're aware of?
As far as I know, it's just what the airlines, you know, will allow. It's on a case-by-case or airline-by-airline basis. So, you know, you're doing the work, the research, and really that's the size of it.
Yeah, that's about all you can do, unfortunately.
Iberia, which is the Spanish airlines, will allow you to extend your layover for, again, just a couple hundred dollars. But still, a free layover is better than...
Always.
Okay, I thought maybe that was a trick you could...
I think it's just a matter of research, Mike. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Wow, Vince in Mondovi. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello, actually, this is Julie, his wife. We're tag-teaming, and we are dreaming of Pasadena in July right now.
Oh.
We have a wedding to go to July 13th in the Pasadena area. We're wondering how far in advance to book and where we should fly out of. We're not too far from Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Well, if you're not too far from there, I would definitely suggest flying out of there. But I would say it's not so much where you fly out of to go to Pasadena, it's where you fly into. And you have got some good choices. The Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area has got Burbank, Los Angeles International called LAX. There is also Long Beach, which is very big with JetBlue, so it flights in and out of there can be quite cheap. Santa Ana, Orange County Airport, Ontario Airport, but probably your best bets would be Burbank, which would be closest, LAX, and Long Beach. So definitely, that's why we must compare prices and compare airports, and you could presumably find some pretty good bargains. It's early to shop for July. It's you would be getting a mid-range price if you look now. So you definitely don't start looking till about 3 months before and sign up for alerts for all those airports.
Oh, okay. And any idea what kind of cost we might be looking at? A ballpark range?
It's a little bit early. If this was Rick Cini, he'd have that figure right on top of his head. But I would, you know, if you go to Fair Compare right now, you can see what you'll be charged, you know, as of now. But again, that would be a mid-range price, and you will find it lower as it gets closer. And the other thing is always shop Tuesday afternoons because all the airline airfare sales will have been launched by then, and the others will have completed their matching activity. So that's the way to go. But I can't stress enough the importance of signing up for airfare alerts.
And you can do that through faircompare.com. And actually, you know, I would think out of Minneapolis, 90 days ahead, probably most times you're going to be able to get something for $300. But you never know. Could be anything. You just need to, I think, just keep watching.
A figure like that wouldn't surprise me. So much always depends on things like the price of oil.
Yeah.
You just, you know, wait and see. But again, she has loads of time.
Loads of time. And if she signs up for those alerts, she's going to soon learn what the prices are going to be like. And thanks again for calling, Julian. And Judy in North Lake, we turn to you next. Hi.
Hello. Just turned over from rain to snow here.
Oh.
And it's coming down pretty good. I'm in northwest Waukesha County. My son and daughter-in-law moved to Hawaii, to Honolulu, in July of last year, and we would like to go to visit. I've done some shopping on sites like Kayak and Hipmunk, and I don't think I have used Fair Compare, but I certainly will. I'm wondering, you know, like how far ahead of time would be the best to look for airfares? And I know we can get direct out of Chicago, from O'Hare to Honolulu. Milwaukee is only with layovers. So I guess what I'd like to know, are we better off maybe price-wise going direct out of Chicago? And if we go out of Milwaukee with layovers, what would be the shortest amount of time for a layover, you know, depending upon, you know, like if we go through LAX, I think it might be longer. Are there other airports that we should be looking at? So
this is one of those situations where I would definitely, well, first of all, like we always say, you've got to compare prices. You've got to compare out of the airport you want to fly out of. And another thing to do is very similar to the previous caller. This might be a good experience to fly out of a West Coast city to Honolulu, because you will find the best prices to Hawaii from various West Coast cities. And these include, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Los Angeles. Once in a while, San Diego has excellent prices. And I would see who's got the best price from where you are to this one of these West Coast cities. And you can save a bundle that way.
So you wind up with two separate tickets, you know, one to where.
Yeah. And it may be on the same airline, maybe not.
Yeah.
If it's not, I would definitely leave myself plenty of time to make the connection. But this is something, it's pretty a common thing to do.
Yeah.
There is one flight out of Milwaukee that with only one layover in Phoenix that doesn't seem like it's too bad. I think there's maybe like an hour and a half layover. Again, price-wise, I don't know if that's any less expensive than doing the multi-city, multi-airline type of thing. But I certainly will look, and I've been jotting down notes, so I am going to sign up for those airfare alerts and check Compare website. So thank you for taking my call today.
Yeah, thanks, Judy, for calling. Appreciate your call.
You can
join in, too, with a question or comment as we visit today with Ann McDermott from faircompare.com. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and we'd love to hear from you. And, go ahead, Ann.
I was just going to say, one thing that everybody can save money on is the bag fees, no matter where you're flying, whether you're flying for the holidays, the upcoming holidays, you want a New Year's trip, you're thinking in terms of spring break, or you're already looking ahead to the summer, because a family of four can save $200 on most airlines if everybody takes a carry-on, and it can be done. I'm a Rick Cini converted me to using a carry-on bag, and I'll tell you, it has been... It's so freeing. It's not just the money. It's being able to walk out of the airport as soon as your plane lands.
I wholeheartedly agree. And frankly, our family, I mean, wife and daughter, you know, will travel. And now that we are just have three checked bags, we're finding that, you know what, we can get enough clothes even for a 9-day trip. And in our carry-on bag, if you plan properly, you can do it.
Things like toiletries that weigh a lot, you can buy them at your destination.
Yeah, absolutely. And so packing light is a good thing. And I saw somewhere in the paper, I believe, the newspaper, maybe the State Journal, that the income reported by airlines for bags, The amount that they had collected for bags was a considerable amount of money for the year, believe me.
Yeah, for the third quarter of this year, between the bag fees and the change fees, the major airlines, most of them collected a total of, I think it was $1.6
billion. Oh, man.
Good for them, but if you don't want to be part of that, you don't have to.
No. We have... Facebook comment, if you didn't, we are planning a trip to Rwanda in June. Reservations are complicated with multiple stops. When is the best time to start looking for flights to Rwanda. And is it that five-month rule again, Anne, where you start about 5 months early?
That is what I would recommend, yeah. And again, sign up for alerts.
Yeah.
That will be helpful. And but, you know, keep your eye on Fair Compare or, you know, whatever you choose. But you can just keep going back, looking. I think in terms of strategize, you know, where do you want to fly in and out of? What would be, you know, work best for you? Maybe taking a flight out of New York, you know, a separate flight from where you are in the Midwest to New York, and then from there, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. And it sounds like it could be a complicated trip. So I would, you know, this person is wise to start now.
Yeah. We had an email from Roxanne in Peshtigo, Peshtigo's right near Green Bay. So she's wondering about a flight from Green Bay to Portland, Oregon. She says, should I wait to see if the prices will come down at all for a flight from March 21st through March 31st? So... end of March. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I was just going to say that one thing to consider is the spring break periods, which vary from...
It's like during spring break.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're probably not going to come down much.
Well, it depends. You know, is it spring break where she's going? Is it spring break from where she's leaving? But a lot of the airlines do... raise their prices for spring break. You know, the cheapest time of the year to fly, the absolute cheapest for most of the year, is the month of January after the New Year's holiday, those last flights disappear, say starting around January 7th. So January is a great time to fly. Once you start getting into the latter part of February and March, you run into a lot of spring break blackout days. You'll see these on airline sales. So you want to be careful or try to fly on only one blackout day if you can to sort of split the difference. But,
yeah.
You know, again, this is another case. Sign up for airfare alerts on Fair Compare.
Yep, absolutely. We have Kevin in Green Bay with a question. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, good afternoon. My question's about we're planning a family trip to Switzerland, a hut-to-hut hiking trip, and potentially with another family from California. And I was just wondering about whether there's any wisdom in trying to organize or book airfares with a group of eight, opposed to just doing it separately for each family.
Okay. In other words, is there a group rate?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this. Some airlines will tell you that they will give you some kind of discount. Often it's unspecified, though, for groups traveling together of eight or more. So I would definitely inquire about it and see what they can offer. And then, you know, check it yourself, individual fare by individual fare. It may turn out that you actually save money just doing it yourself on a, you know, one-by-one-by-one basis. But it never hurts to call.
Yeah, I would definitely call. Good luck, Kevin. Thanks. Tom in Hill Point, thank you for calling. Hello.
Good morning. And I've got a question for you about charter flights. My wife and I were wanting to go to Huatulco in the state of Oaxaca, Mexico, in February. And it's the best flights to get there, the nonstops from Chicago or Minneapolis, were a bit pricier than flying commercial airline out of either Chicago or Milwaukee. And so I kind of gave up on that, but I really think it's a great idea in the future. And do they operate the same way that, you know, commercial airlines would, and there's a best time to buy?
You know, I have to confess, I don't have any expertise on charters. You know, I can give you some general thoughts, but...
to give us some general ideas about it.
I don't want to steer you wrong. Let me see. I would do the same thing. I would compare. I would be very careful in terms of any charter, particularly if I'm not familiar with the company or I don't know anybody that's flown them. Find out what happens if there is like a cancellation or a delay. they may operate under different rules, and it's good to know that this kind of thing in advance anyway. I would definitely do my homework like you would for anything else, but you have more companies helping you when it comes to the airlines, like Fair Compare. So, you know, do your research, do your due diligence when it comes to a charter.
Yeah, absolutely. We had an email from Judy who's invited to Florida to visit sometime between January and April, thinking of going in March, but I don't want to hit the spring break period. I also am wondering how soon to buy tickets. She's probably going to be, the cheapest she'd probably get is if she went in sometime after January 7th and still in January, I would bet, Ann.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say that. You know, like we said, spring break is pricier because that's when people want to fly. The airlines know this and they adjust their prices accordingly.
Yeah. So the and in terms of spring break periods, I guess you would have to kind of just check spring break, well, the University of Wisconsin, if she's here in Madison, the University of Wisconsin spring break would be one issue probably. I've forgotten when our spring break is. I think it's the end of February, but I'm not positive. I'm teaching. I should know that. But anyway, yeah, if you wanted it, probably the cheapest possible ticket is probably from January 8th through the end of January. But if you want to go in March, you need to be looking right now. Wouldn't she, Ann?
I would start. Yeah, I would definitely start, or at least, you know, the first of the year. And, you know, again, do the rules like, gosh, shop on Tuesday. Look for flights always on Tuesdays and Wednesdays are almost always the cheapest day to fly, along with Saturday. And if you can't, you know, departure and return on those cheapest days, split the difference. Do one of them if possible.
Yeah. And let's turn to Hunter and pray to Sac. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Your spring break's the end of March and first part of April there. But
okay.
I have a question about, actually, it's a student that's at Madison, one of my kids, and they want to go to Barcelona in May. And I just wondered if some of the same rules apply when, like you had mentioned earlier, a caller to get to the West Coast and then go to Hawaii. Do some of those same rules apply in trying to get to Europe, or is that not necessarily the case?
Well, there are, you know, flights out of Chicago that would be good priced. And a great thing is that Barcelona and Madrid are both really well-priced European destinations.
Okay.
They have been this past year and they're this year. I would say, you know, Spain and Ireland are among the cheapest places to travel to in Europe. So it's a good choice, and I understand it's a great city. I would definitely, you know, start looking now.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And David in Elgin, Illinois, quick question from you.
Yes, we're going to fly to Lisbon, Portugal in August, and I have the same about that, I guess.
Oh, you're breaking up. So August, probably, and he needs to wait a little bit before he starts shopping.
I definitely would. I definitely would.
All right. And thank you, Ann, very much for being with us today. It's I doubt that it's snowy where you are.
No. No, it is not.
Where are you, in Texas?
I am in Los Angeles.
You are in Los Angeles.
Yes, I am.
Well, I tell you what, there will soon be a lot of people from Wisconsin in Los Angeles.
So because I understand.
The Rose Bowl is going to be out in a couple of weeks, and so you're going to be the hordes of people from Wisconsin will be visiting. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Ann McDermott is the editor, one of the editors at faircompare.com. So it's great. Thanks to her for taking time to be with us today. And thank you all for listening in. Tomorrow, Garden Talk, Patty Nagai joins us to talk about keeping our holiday plants looking great and some great indoor fruit trees to consider as gifts. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.